the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes at the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
They showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines wearing sweatshirt, rolled up. You got, did you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, everyone out there. It's Wednesday afternoon, 4 o'clock on the dot, and it's Shop Talk. Christina Acra here, joined by Mike, Jeff, and Jim, and we've also got another special guest. Ken Flanders is back, everybody. He was such great rave reviews last time he was here that we brought him back in the studio, everybody.
It's all
Ken
about
Flanders.
The ratings.
Ken Flanders.
Woo!
Yes, yes. So how's it going, Ken? We'll start with you as he takes a sip of his coffee or water or whatever that is. I just completely interrupted
whiskey.
Your whiskey. Whiskey. Is that how you pull it off? Whiskey. I'd love to have some of that right now. What's going on?
Everything's good. No complaints here. We had a pretty good game Sunday despite the weather. So no complaints.
Well, if you're on the Patriots squad, the team, apparently they liked the weather. They said it's their kind of weather, and that's how they got things done on Sunday. The fans, I'm not really sure how they took to it. What do you think? You guys know. Were people in the store? What's going on?
They came a little unprepared. Mm-hmm. I think they came a little prepared for the rain, but it was the
weathermen missed that.
The
one.
Snow kind of.
I didn't see it coming.
The cold. It was the cold, being cold and wet, but we got slammed in the pro shop, and
the Revolution polos or ponchos looked awesome in the stand.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're selling Revs ponchos at that point, huh?
We were in backup mode at that point, but we put everything out, so people were just there was so many people coming for ponchos and rain gear and socks. It was nuts. We had a in gloves. Sorry, Ken. Ken's good. Want to make sure I mention the gloves.
Oh, he's motioning gloves. Yes. Hands. Yes. Would you sign language
you have
more
a microphone,
than we talk,
Ken.
People?
Yes. You have a microphone.
There's more sign language going on in the studio than actually
he's
talking.
He's like Twitter. He only has like 40 characters he can say at one time. But we had a creative solution to staying warm. A lady bought two baby bibs, pink baby bibs, took her shoes off, wrapped them, Velcroed them around her feet, put
no
the
way.
Pro Shop bags. Yeah, and she was. I would say she's in her early 30s, so she was...
What does that have to do with it?
Well, she...
That's a good question.
I'm sorry, I didn't preface this.
You did it. You didn't set that up right. Go ahead.
She was with a bunch of people, and her boyfriend was giving her some heat about leaving early, and she's like, I'm not the 60-year-old washed-up fan, and we were starting to get all defensive about our fans and everything, and she grabbed the two baby bibs. She goes, I'm staying in this game because we ran out of socks.
Wow.
Or either that or she didn't find them, but she was in go mode, and she grabbed two baby bibs, wrapped them up, and she goes, I'm sticking through this, and she solved her problem, and that's what she did.
That's a
wrapped
fan.
Wrapped plastic bags around the bibs and left her socks in the pro shop. Thank you.
So did you guys have like a record high?
They're now for
high
sale, right?
Yeah, she was adamant she wasn't going to be a fair weather fan and leave.
That's good. That's no, there was plenty of people in the stands. I mean, it was cold out there. I think I was on the field for maybe 5 minutes pregame doing the ocean spray field goal challenge. It took everything in me and my legs not to slip and fall on the ice because it was icy.
It was slick.
I wasn't prepared. It was slick. So did you guys have like record high sales for basically one of every item, like people using bibs as slippers? Like, that's crazy.
It's not record high sales. The only reason why is people are buying mostly low-priced items, rain ponchos, socks, gloves. So they're not going to they tend to shy away from doing their normal shopping of a $80 sweatshirt or a jersey that could be, you know, anywhere from, you know, $80 up to $250. So that chunk kind of backs away on the, it's more survival. Yeah, we could have sold
grab
Patriot,
whatever you could get your hands on.
Patriot cups of hot water, which we should have sold. And
hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Anybody? No?
Yeah, why not?
There was mugs, I'm sure, to buy. Plenty of mugs to keep beverages cold or hot, whatever you're drinking.
So, yeah, we did well.
Good. Well, it was a good game. nice night. And we got another one coming up this week. It's overseas, so I'm sure there's a lot of people chatting about London, and we've already mentioned it before in previous shows about, you know, gear over there. What do you guys have going on this week for fans going over or anything like that?
For fans going over?
Going over there or shopping here to go over online?
We have a couple items that are related to the game.
Okay, that's good. That's what I'm looking for.
We have a pin. We do a pin for every game. Jeff and Ken can probably speak to it better than I can, but we do a pin for every home game. This is actually an away game, but because it's such a monumental event for us to play in another country during the regular season, they made a pin up for this one as well, and it has our logo, I think the Buccaneers logo on it. And if you search on the website for London, the two items that we're going to speak about will come right up.
Great.
So the pin's great. It's a great collectible. There's a lot of pin collectors. We sell a lot of pins online, I'm sure, in the store as well.
A lot of pins.
Pin collecting's big. So this is one that's limited edition. I would assume we're not going to get any more in once these are gone, correct?
Correct.
Right. So it's a limited edition pin still commemorating the game, the trip to England. And we have a tee as well.
That's good looking.
That as well can be seen online. It's a white tee with a really bold graphic on it that includes the British flag, the UK flag, and the Patriot logo and the Bucks logo and date of the game and all that kind of thing. So these have been doing really well as well. So
yeah, and that old English looking writing, is that what that
looks like?
Font
the, looks
kind
like
of
a
is?
The Who concert tee.
It looks a little like a Who tee, yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah. Because of the flag.
Oh, is that what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, the British flag.
It's not the
yeah.
Patriots logo?
No, no, oddly, no.
Oh, thank you.
So those are the two items we have that sort of commemorate the game.
Great.
That fans can grab. And but as far as for going, they can wear any Patriots stuff. I mean, it'd be great to see all our fans in the stands over there. I'd like to see more of us than Buccaneers fans, even though technically it's a home game for them, right?
Yeah, technically it's a home game for them. But from what I've heard, that an event like that overseas, an American football game, is going to attract people from all different countries over there.
We have shipped, you know, a lot of European orders in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, that's great. And that means people will be wearing Patriots gear in the stands.
Right.
I got some European news. Well.
Is this the news you,
yeah, this is,
you hyped us on before we started?
Speaking of that general area, we had our first fan in the pro shop from overseas today looking for us.
Looking for you?
Looking for the guys from Shop Talk.
No way.
He was from Belgium. I finally met him right before
you
I left.
You're lying your ass off.
Yeah, he was from Belgium. I told him I'd give him, I guess, a shout-out, if they call that.
Give him a shout-out.
You didn't want to bring him on live?
I didn't know if it would pass in security.
Where
period.
Is he? Oh, so he's here in
He's
the
up
States.
In the hall right now.
Wow.
Up the Hall of Fame.
Presented by Raytheon.
Oh.
Don't forget that part.
That was my voice.
well done.
His name is John. He's from Belgium. He was decked out in a...
Doesn't sound like a legitimate Belgian name to me, but go on. Well.
Speak English, Mike?
Yeah, very well. he had a Brady... Yes.
Can you mimic the accent?
No. I'd try, but...
Come on. Come on.
Good day, mate.
Let's put it up.
That's not it.
Austria.
That's Austria. That's Jeff's accent for everything.
Everything.
New Jersey? He's from Maine. Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
yeah, so he was visiting the... He actually started down in Florida, in your neck of the woods, and was making his way up, all the way up to Canada.
Nice.
So I told him we'd give him a... little hello, and he listens. Obviously, he can't listen live today, but he'll be.
He could if he's by a computer, but he probably isn't in the hall.
Yeah.
Is he going to go back? Is he going to go to the game in London? Is he headed back anytime soon? Or
it was, you know, I didn't.
So you really didn't talk
didn't
to the man.
Down.
You said hello and
hello.
Talked to him.
He was the elevator was opening.
Oh.
And that's when we crossed.
Oh.
It was a moment.
It was a moment.
Your eyes met.
John.
Yes.
So basically what the story is that we're huge in Belgium.
Huge in Belgium.
Huge in Belgium.
It'll be like that Beatles thing where they're chasing us down the street.
Nice.
Yeah.
By guys named John.
Except we wouldn't be running. We'd be out of breath and get trampled.
That was really interesting. Not.
What is that from? Well, it's good that people from all different countries, obviously, go on Patriots.com and listen to Shop Talk, too. So, obviously, we want to hear from the listeners what they want to see this weekend, come game time, you know, merchandise, that kind of thing. I'm not really sure. I guess they could still order stuff online. Would it make it by now from this point on?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because customs gets in the way. But
yeah. Well, hopefully, everybody's already got their stuff, and
hopefully.
We hope that they'll be wearing it. But we have a web mail address here, webradio@patriots.com, phone number 508-543-7482. We're hanging out. We actually do have one email already that says It's Jake in Boston saying that he saw at an event Jeff Fisher was wearing a Peyton Manning jersey, which he's now apologized for doing, at an event. Do you think Bill would ever do something like that?
I think that's pretty safe to say absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Yeah. We've seen him wear some lacrosse gear from the place where his kids play college lacrosse.
Right.
But I don't think you're going to see Bill Belichick wearing a Peyton Manning jersey anytime soon.
I can see him wearing a hoodie.
Gray?
A gray one.
Oh.
At the event. Yeah.
Way to go out on a limb.
I guess the color.
What are you kidding me?
Christine, do you know sharks don't have bones? Did you know that? Did you know that?
Sharks?
That was on Pizza Wednesday.
Sharks don't have bones?
They have no bones in them. Right?
They're all cartilage.
That came up at Pizza. I don't remember that coming up.
Yeah, when you first walked down.
Oh.
With your two new guys.
Why did that come up? Please take me through this conversation.
That's about it.
What?
It was just kind of came up. My 7-year-old said that to me, and I told him he was wrong. And then Googled it when I got to work and found out he was right. So,
don't doubt a 7-year-old these days.
I won't.
Why don't you give your boy a shout out? Apologize.
No, not after that.
No.
Wackos out there. His name's Ken Flanders.
Speaking of wackos, who has your jacket? Did you get it back?
No, but I do want to get that email address.
Oh,
I have your jacket at live.com.
Yeah, I have your jacket at live.com.
It's so funny that you know that, Jim.
I thought it was funny.
Okay.
I swear on the life of my children that I did not have your jacket and had nothing to do with the theft of your jacket or the ransom note.
All right, I'm going to take it seriously on that one.
I mean, sure.
Today it's all about the kids.
That's right.
7-year-olds in
Belgium. Whole thing. All right.
Okay, so Pizza Wednesday, you're talking about sharks and bones and
We had two guests at Pizza Wednesday.
Who?
New faces.
Yeah, on Jim's side.
We have
Ken showed up?
No, Ken blew us off again.
Yeah.
Oh. Yet again.
I keep expecting to see that he's lost weight. Maybe he's not going to Pizza Wednesday because he's on a diet. No, we had two new guys.
Somebody has to run the operation.
Andrew and Jake, and they did not eat their share of pizza.
Yeah.
Who are Andrew and Jake?
They work down in e-commerce with me.
The
online store.
Yeah.
And there's a certain expectation when you come to Pizza Wednesday that you'll eat a certain amount of pizza.
And how much is that?
Usually at least 4 slices.
Whoa.
Some of the heavyweights put away 5 or more. But
These are big slices.
I always thought when there's a big group eating pizza, you're encouraged to eat less because you don't want
to
eat all
pizza.
No,
we order enough pizza. Mike handles it. He orders enough pizza.
Pizza. Pizza.
What the heck is that? Jaws? Oh, wow.
That's solid.
I've seen that movie way too many times, and I still continue to go in the ocean.
Yeah, you still didn't know what the song was?
Well, I couldn't. I could vaguely hear it. Turn it up a little bit. Whoa. And that's not even the recognizable part. Here we go.
There we go.
That's it.
I didn't edit it. I just pulled it off of YouTube.
Listen, producer. Just kidding. It's good movies, good series. You ever seen Jaws? Anybody?
Yes.
Ever been to the Bahamas where it was shot?
No.
Good stuff. It's scary to go in those waters after seeing that movie.
I thought it was Martha's Vineyard.
Or maybe it was Martha's.
I did
what?
Too. But I was just...
It was supposed to take place down there.
Oh.
It's supposed to take place in the Bahamas, but it was shot in Martha's.
No, it take place in the Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. It was. Huh. Interesting. Little New England connection to the movie Jaws.
Oh, look at you with your fun facts.
Look at you.
You know that, right?
That's a good one.
Of course.
Look at you.
I didn't remember that. So what else is going on? What's the topic of today? You guys have some stuff in here. I see a green shirt. I'm not exactly why you have a green shirt, but please share.
Jeff, fire away. What's all that stuff?
Come on, we want to hear you, Jeff. Get loud.
Hi. No, we're going to talk today about our third logo. It's called a ligature logo, the NE logo.
There you go.
And all the products that we have with the NE on it.
Like what?
We have hats, magnets.
Now, Jim, if you do a search for NE.
NE logo.
It has to be NE logo.
Yeah, two words.
NE or any?
N as in Nancy.
Oh, not as in A-N-Y?
Correct.
NE.
Any logo. N-E.
See how everything on it has
N-E. N-E as in N-E. New England.
Okay.
If you do N-E space logo, it'll bring up pretty much everything we have. I think there's an item or two that are missing in that search, and I'll fix that when I get back.
So this is the third official logo aside from the flying...
Official's a strong word.
Official's a strong word.
Our basic logos we call the Flying Elvis logo.
Right.
We have a script logo, which is pages written out.
Yes.
We obviously have our old logo, throwback. So we really have 4. And this was designed by Nike, believe it or not, for all the teams back in 1999. And a lot of the teams didn't click. Ours did. We happen to have a really nice one. So
yeah.
It's kind of a combination of the logo and our initials, blending the words and the logos together.
Yeah. So for anybody listening, I'm sure you've seen it. It's the big giant N and the E kind of N on top, E kind of on the bottom right corner of the N, and the flying Elvis logo is incorporated in the top corner of the N. You see it a lot. It's kind of different look.
Coach has worn the winter headband with the NE on it before. Okay. Tom Brady's wore the hat before. Yep. With the NE on it.
That hat you're holding right there?
Not that particular hat, but...
That's what we're giving
a
away.
A facsimile thereof.
A hat that featured the NE logo.
What are we giving away today?
Jim?
I thought we'd do the London t-shirt.
I think that's a good idea.
Makes sense.
It's a good looking t-shirt.
Or
it's
pin.
One of a
very
kind.
Topical.
If someone would prefer the pin, they could take the pin
or
instead.
Or the pin.
Either way.
Yeah. Pin or tee.
Right.
All right, we'll come up with a question in a little bit, but... So cool. Yeah, the... popular item, I would imagine, the NE logo?
Yes, it's something that's been growing over the past year, 2 years, especially with more visibility. Like I said, with Bill wearing it on the headband and Tom wearing it on the sidelines and the hat, we just expanded it to other items, colder caddies and pins and earrings and your pink ribbon breast cancer awareness pin.
Nice, it's still going on.
Still going on.
I think
throughout
a lot
the of
fans
as well.
Like something different.
Yep.
Not the same things over and over and over. And I think this opens up a lot of opportunity to wear something or have something that's Patriots but is a little different than what most people are probably.
And most of this stuff you can't get anywhere else.
Right. Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Most
really?
Of it's exclusive to us.
Exclusive.
That NE logo is exclusive or just the
not
items.
Not entirely, but.
The items.
Most
are.
Of the items.
Okay.
Most of the items are.
Oh, well, that's good to know. You can get them online, obviously, but in the shop through the Patriots Pro Shop, these NE logoed items. We have another email here from Mike. My name is Mike, and I'm a longtime listener, first-time emailer. I love Shop Talk, and that Jim is one funny fella. Is the Pro Shop Online getting any more palm hats in? Also, if they wanted someone to eat pizza, they could have brought Mike from e-commerce down there. He's a good worker, so I hear. Thanks.
Sounds like
wow.
a great guy.
Sounds like a good guy.
Smart.
He
delusional.
Maybe.
He's
maybe
a vampire hunter.
Oh.
Whoa.
His email address, vampirehunterm@gmail.com.
So how about that pom-pom hat? We sold a ton of those. Ton. He asked about
right.
the pom-pom hat.
Yes, he did.
Isn't that what the email was about?
Yes.
I just thought it was stroking your ego.
Yeah, see, I got past that faster than
I
you.
I think you wanted to get past
it. I thought it was just all about Jim. And
well.
Let's leave.
It's the Jim Scollin Show.
I'm the one who tried not to come this week, and now I'm going to get...
Yeah, tried not to come this week.
I got a lot going on.
Like we're shut down and Ken's got nothing to do.
We've put up, I was telling Jeff before we came in, we've put up over 50 new items this month already alone. Brand new items that we have never had before.
Really?
Over 50 already
this
month.
Is that not normal? Is it not, I mean, that's a high?
Like it seems high for October.
And where is that coming
from?
These
guys are buying a lot of stuff.
Oh,
and
so
it's been very busy. There's a lot of work that goes in with putting a product.
Going on with the buyers.
But
no,
you're not buying
if he can't keep
bowls.
Up with it. Then
no, we're happy. We're happy to have all of it. I just it creates a lot of work. If you want to do it right,
what was I going to say? The pom pom hats. We'll just go back to that because we're getting on a tangent.
I knew when I saw Tom Brady wearing it on the sideline after he was taken out of the game with a huge lead.
It would
like,
be huge.
The phone, the
here
phones
goes.
Rang off the hook Monday. People calling for that. We sold out of everything we had. They transferred me everything they had left. And then people kept calling and calling and calling.
What is that hat again? Is that that's a throwback something or other, right?
Yes.
So it's a season exclusive to this season.
It's part of the legacy game collection. Yes.
Have other teams been wearing them? I haven't noticed.
I don't know. I haven't seen that. I don't think it's gotten that cold anywhere else.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It hasn't really snowed anywhere else.
I was telling those guys, I live in Foxborough, and it did not snow at my house on Sunday. I looked at
the that's what someone told me, that they looked out their window and they saw the snow and they were like,
I was
it's not
drinking.
You couldn't see. He couldn't see 2 feet
Ken,
in front
Ken
of him.
Ken one of these, I'm drinking.
Oh, Ken did the sign language for drinking.
I didn't go to the game this week and I was home and I turned the game on. I see all the snow. I look out the window. I live 7 miles away. There was
no way.
There was, swear to God, no snow
so it's
at my
just
house.
Kind of like a funnel right down into the stadium where all the snow fell.
Yep.
That makes no sense.
I live 9 miles away. It didn't snow at my house.
No snow. This is the highest point in town. And it's in the middle of a sort of run of hills.
Another little fun fact. Look at you.
I hate them.
You hate them all.
50 new items they gave me this month.
Oh, he's really upset over there in the corner. We'll let you have an early dismissal if you want, Jim.
Once I'm here.
Okay. You could relax, take a deep breath. You have some spa music, Jason Dvorkin. Create some
relaxation.
Relaxing in here.
I do have an update on the palm hat. We are guaranteed to have quite a few in first week in December, but we may have some as early as next week. But again, that's May. Just keep looking at patriotsproshop.com.
I thought the standard answer was 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, Ken, don't you know what goes on here?
Oh, what did you just say?
Jeff even says that in emails to me now. I write to him, I go, "We're going to get the hat again." He writes back 2 to 3 weeks.
I waffle on it because I want to see the hats come in the warehouse before we say yes. So.
Here we go.
Sometimes things happen.
Okay, well, that's good.
I feel better already.
Take a deep breath.
Jason, here's it.
Whoa. Shirt stays on, Jim. We're not at a real spa.
Look, and don't do the eyes.
That's right. You relax your way. I relax my way.
Okay.
Why does Ken have those oils with him?
I smell a candle lit somewhere. So the pom-pom hats will be available next week. That's a good...
Well, maybe.
Maybe. And if not that, 2 to 3 weeks. If not that, December, which... It clearly is going to get cold before December.
Right.
It already is. Although, I saw a 70-degree day coming next
tomorrow.
Week. Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Is it 70?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't understand that. Explain that.
Probably on my side of town. Over here, it'll be 40. Yeah.
7 miles away from here, it'll be 40, right?
Top and then
it's supposed to be 68 tomorrow.
Now, if you're
it'll
on
feel
the field...
Like
in the, what if you're at the top of the stadium? You're at the very top of the whole area, right? The highest elevation.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there a difference in...
Wind. It's windy up there.
It is windy up there.
Yeah.
Difference in temperature.
That's a real field temperature.
There would be no math.
Again, we need Bob Doppler to
Bob Doppler. So you guys know Bob Doppler from Totally Patriots?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Good.
We're on his fan website.
We went to weather school together too.
Yeah.
Oh, you and Bob Doppler.
Out in Iowa.
Here we go.
Tornado.
All right. I think let's see. Guys, if you have emails out there, send them to us, webradio@patriots.com. Give us a call, 508-543-7482. We're going to take a quick little break. We'll be back with more right here on Shop Talk after this.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter. We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan!
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Have you got?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and member PIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, the Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in? It
says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Back, and we've got Austin Powers with us. Great theme music for this game coming up in London, the UK. Good movie. Great stuff. I'm sure you're going to see some Austin Powers.
Moly, 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 moly.
Likes. All right, we're back here on Shop Talk. Christina Acra, all the guys from the Pro Shop. We've got Ken with us today, and it's all about the kids, right? Today's all about the kids.
All about
any
the
more
kids.
Fun facts from the kids? Because they seem to have better information than I do these days.
No. I got nothing.
Nothing?
You got nothing?
I'm not throwing myself under the bus.
You had a good one just now.
What? But that wasn't my kid. Scuttlebutt?
That's you. So, okay, we'll hear from you. Go for it.
Scuttlebutt. I thought it was just that meant gossip. But apparently the real definition is a drinking fountain on a ship.
And that is our fun fact for the
day. There you go.
Thank you.
Another little fun fact.
Loaded. We're just going to go right around the table.
We need to change this name. It's no longer Shop Talk. It's Fun Fact Hour.
Useless.
It's useless information you thought you never would need a purpose or need to know. Now you know.
Oh, people are going to use this one day, and they're going to come back to us and say, thank you so much for putting that out there.
Could all be right. On like Jeopardy question.
Jeopardy.
Could be a Jeopardy question.
How many bones does a shark have? And people are going to be writing down like 350.
I heard that on Scuttle.
No, see, it would be the you have to say the answer for Jeopardy, and then
yes,
people have to
true.
Say what is
the
number
answer
of bones.
Be, no bones.
No bones. The answer is how many bones does a shark have? All right, we got an email from Aaron, our guy in Virginia. He's probably listening right now. Hello, Pro Shop Posse. In a past episode, you guys mentioned that sales are always up after a win as opposed to a loss. Obviously, if the team makes the playoffs, sales would be up right too. How much more do you do in Pro Shop sales when the team goes a few rounds in the playoffs? Obviously, the playoffs are great for us fans, but I've always wondered how much it was an impact on other areas of the Pats family. Is it something that helps crush the sales budgets for the year, or does it not really have an impact on the overall year? Yeah, I'm a retail geek. He says PS, too. But I would imagine that helps in a big way.
I think sometimes, though, it has to do with whether there's specific product for that playoff. Like if we do a hat or a tee for a playoff upcoming playoff game, mm-hmm. or you clinch the division, right? If we have division champs, mm-hmm. hats or tees, that can give you spikes.
Yeah, I think teams that normally don't go deep in the playoffs, a divisional win is big. And when we first started when the team started the run.
What position do you play?
There's a new position in the Pro Shop. It's just PS. No, when the team did well back in 2002.
How about a tall, skinny bench warmer?
I don't even know. What's that from?
Yeah, well, that's Wes.
It was an interview with Wes Welker and Matt Castle on PFW in Progress last year.
Oh, wow.
But when teams don't go that deep, or they're not used to going that deep, a divisional win's big, and people buy up all the divisional gear. What happened when the team started going on these Super Bowl runs, people kind of said, I'm going to wait.
I'm not going to buy that division
shirt.
Yeah,
we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to go deeper. So, and then after the win happens, the Super Bowl win, they kind of trail back and buy everything for keepsake.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got a huge spike in January if they make the playoffs.
Well, just to clarify, Mike's right about that, but holiday sales are still much bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm sure.
Just to clarify. But it's nice to have that incremental sales in January. Last year, obviously, we didn't make the playoffs, so.
All right, well, that's a good good segue into this next email from Mike. I don't know where Mike's from, but he says, are there any new toys coming to the Pro Shop? I'm looking to buy something for my kids for Christmas. I hear there is a toy that looks like the Fox football robot. Any truth in that? Thanks, Mike.
Yes.
That's one of the new 50 items we just put up this month.
Is it really? Yeah.
If you go to the news section on the website, it's the very first top item. It's right there. It's that Fox robot you see on TV.
That dances during commercial breaks
this
in and out.
It's in Patriots colors. It's Patriot logos. It's poseable. You can move it around.
It's pretty good size, too.
Pretty cool.
Fred Kirsch was pretty excited about that when Andy Hart mentioned that to him today.
Really?
That they had that. He said he was going to go and buy one for himself.
You should buy it online, and we'll ship it for only $5.
Ship it down two doors to his office.
Or he could walk to the pro shop and not pay the shipping.
Yeah, then you'd have to go in the pro shop, though.
Or he could order it for gifts, friends, family, and it could ship to their house.
It is a neat item, you know.
That is cool. That's interesting. So I'm assuming that they did that for other teams, and it's just like the Fox robot. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, each team. His name's Cletus. All 32 teams, as far as I know. So
his name's what?
Cletus.
Cletus.
C-L-E-A-T-U-S, like cleat, like football cleats.
Yeah. That's an interesting
Cletus.
Name.
That's
wow.
his name.
Huh. He's like a transformer, right? Kind of.
Yeah, he's like a transformer. He looks like a transformer. Correct. He's about 10 inches tall. Has a Patriot helmet with the logo, and you can move him all around. The shoulder pads come off.
That's really cool. So that's a good toy right there, I'm sure. I mean,
we have a lot
I'm sure
of toys,
kids
though.
Would know what that is, right?
We have a Patriot Mr. Potato Head.
A Patriot Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
It's been in the shop or it's coming new?
No, we have
we've had it.
We have it right now. Yep.
That's pretty cool. Can you bring one of those in next week?
Sure.
We will.
I loved Mr. Potato Head when I was a kid.
Ken's been, he still can't figure out. He's got eyes where the ears go. It's like a Rubik's Cube to him. Can't figure it out.
That reminds me of, isn't there a new Toy Story coming out?
Toy Story 3?
Yes.
You know, the toys get sent to a daycare center.
Yes.
Yeah.
You sound
big
like
fan.
A big fan.
Big fan.
Oh. Who is that?
I have two
another
sons.
Little fun fact.
I have two sons that are around the ages that like to watch that. So, Jack and Liam. Little plug for them.
Get it. Yep.
Toy Story
3.
What's
up, Jack and Liam?
It's all about the kids.
It's all about the kids today.
Not talking at all, I guess, evidently.
It's all about the kids today.
That's right.
Mike also says that he wanted to pass along that he ordered from the Patriots Pro Shop online, and it came nicely packed and received it very quickly. So,
love to hear that.
Who packed it? Did you pack it yourself?
Probably not.
Definitely not.
The Patriots.
Not with that kind of review.
Pro Shop Workshop. So, yeah, I guess it's crazy to even think about Christmas and holidays. We're not even to Halloween yet. How are those Halloween costumes going? Anybody in?
Yeah, we've sold a lot of those. A lot of uniform sets, cheerleaders, outfits. Mm-hmm.
Do you have costumes for dogs?
We have a shirt, a jersey.
Pet jersey.
I wouldn't know if I call it a costume, but it's a pet jersey.
It works. Mm-hmm. I think you can categorize that as a costume.
But I think just kind of straying off of Halloween in between now and Christmas, this seems to be the time of year where everybody kind of ups their wardrobe with long sleeve gear, jackets. We've been seeing a spike in that. Just people kind
of. We have a lot of jackets now, too. More than past years, I think.
Do we?
I think so. Wouldn't you guys think that's true?
Yeah, I think so.
They're not going to say no.
Didn't say
in
much.
2 to 3 weeks, we will.
Yeah. We'll have even more in 2 to 3 weeks.
But yeah, a lot of. This is a perfect time of year to get layer up and whether you're going to be, you know, gaming at home.
And we sell out of them a lot, too, so I'd recommend getting them now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, so we're that's what's going on.
Did the excuse me, speaking of Halloween, the cheerleaders were on the sidelines in their costumes. Did that help Halloween costume sales at all?
Yeah, they picked that
grin off your face, Mike.
We barely noticed.
We had a few come prancing through the lobby of the pro shop going up to the hall for a special event, and the whole pro shop, it was like,
and what were they dressed as?
Various scary
people. For example?
Scary.
I don't remember.
I don't think scary is the word I would use. I hand it to them for running out on the field in that weather.
Yeah.
I was by them in the tunnel, and I came off. My hands were completely red. I couldn't feel them. They were numb. There's ice on the ground, and they went running out in hardly anything.
Right.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That is impressive, ladies. But, it got everybody, I think, in the Halloween spirit, kind of, sort of. It's a fun thing that they do, even though, I mean,
if you're sitting in the stands, you cannot complain you're cold when they run out in the
field. Yeah, exactly. You
know? I got to tell you, at the 2-minute warning when they danced to Thriller, the stadium was the loudest that I've heard it in years.
Are you serious?
And I think it was just because they showed the fans that it's not cold. They're fine.
Yeah. It's all mental.
It's sad, Jason. We're ahead 45 to nothing, and it's not as loud for that.
Yeah.
Good New England girls
that.
Right there.
Could have been that. Mm. The score, the all-time high of a score. Ever.
Did you sell any Boo Bears over the weekend, Mike? Mm. Ghost Bears?
No. No. A lot of crickets in that part of the store.
They're getting cobwebs on them because they're sitting there.
And they're natural cobwebs, right? Not the fake kind?
Yeah,
just kind of
authentic.
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 Goodness, Halloween is a week and a half away?
Do you have your costume?
I don't.
Are you going somewhere?
I am going somewhere. I've discussed this before. I usually go to the Florida, Georgia fest in Jacksonville, and it just so happens the game falls on Saturday, which is actually Halloween. Mm. That is the actual day.
That's trouble.
So I'm thinking I might just be like a fun referee of some sort, wear the stripes, have some orange and blue, or football player, wear my Tebow jersey and the eye black, and just kind of go as a player, football player.
Hmm. That works.
Yeah, I think. I mean, and it's everyone's gonna laugh at me, but sometimes it gets chilly at night in Jacksonville, Florida, because the sun does go down, and it obviously won't be like it was Sunday here. But you know, depending on the weather and that whole deal, it's probably gonna be a nice day though. Fun day of tailgating. I'm not really sure what that means.
You think there'll be a bigger crowd than a Jags game for that game?
100% there'll be a bigger crowd for that game than a Jags game, yeah. Jags don't get that much love, unfortunately. But, yeah, they split the stadium down the middle, and they actually split all the tailgating. All Georgia's on one side of the stadium, and Florida's on the other because it played in a neutral zone. Big, heated rivalry, so it's fun. And there's a lot of costumes running around all over the place.
No drinking.
No drinking. That's not allowed.
College
I'll
game.
Be drinking hot chocolate. Maybe some
with Bailey's.
Orange juice in the morning.
With a little
with
vodka.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
You're tailgating.
So what? Not everyone has to get... Yeah, that's a lie. Obviously, it's tailgating. So, all right. We got another question from Nick in London. Will the Patriots jersey have a patch on it for the match in Wembley this weekend?
Yes, it will.
Really? Yeah, describe.
50th anniversary patch.
Oh, and that's about it?
No, I think they have a special patch. I heard they have a different
really?
I think so.
Like right. The International Series patch?
Oh, yeah?
I think so. I thought someone told me
Hang on, they've got to disperse away from the mics. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, it's very private conversation.
I'll throw out some
dumb facts. Thought I heard that there was a different patch for the International Series or something.
Well, that's what this says. International Series, the pin says.
I think that's what
series.
I was told.
We're not selling it to answer.
Right, well, obviously not.
You will not be able to get your hands on the patch.
Correct.
That may or may not be on the jersey. I've never been to Wembley. I'm not really sure of the. Has anybody ever been there?
Didn't someone say something about the announcers? They don't have like a regular press box there. Someone told me that too.
He just walks around the stands like a game show host.
I don't know.
He goes darting across the field from time to time.
I think it was when we were walking to Pizza Wednesday, one of the guys said something about that to me, that they don't have like a, because it's an older stadium that they don't have.
I thought they built a new
brand
one.
Brand new.
Oh, it's a brand new Wembley?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then it shows what I know, or what they know.
By or the whoever way. Was telling you this information.
So, yeah, let's believe you and on the patch, too. Yeah.
Rain's good, in the forecast, by the way.
Rain in the forecast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I looked yesterday and it said partly cloudy. Has it turned to rain at this point?
According to staff members, they're getting ponchos to take with them. So
really?
Rain must be in the forecast.
Hmm. It's known to rain over there from time to time, right?
I think it rained last year in the International Series game. Mm-hmm.
And who was it? That was Dolphins?
San Diego?
I don't remember. Should know
New
this.
Orleans.
Yeah. New Orleans?
New Orleans, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, okay, I guess everybody needs to get their jackets and ponchos then if there's rain. I would have that anyway, regardless. Like, you know, you never know. You never know when it's going to snow, when it's going to be wintry mix or whatever you want to call it. Shannon's back with an email. Hello, a couple of things regarding the fine folks at Pat's Pro Shop. Thank you very much for hooking me up on the shipping last week. Oh, did you hook him up?
We
did. Seattle guy.
Nice. I received my box of goodies on Saturday in time for the game on Sunday. That was really cool and put a little extra sugar on my Saturday. Sugar, huh? Mm. Right. Also, the 2010 Pats cheerleader calendar you included for answering the sale question is awesome. And by the way, Leah, January, whoa. You can direct her to my website, shannonclink.com. Ha. Take care, and thanks again. we'll be sure to pass this on to Leah, Miss January. But, so you guys really, you got his stuff there on time. He was able to wear his gear
for the
game.
I did pack that one myself.
You did?
I did.
With love and sugar?
Well, I don't know about sugar, but...
It was a lot of sugar.
We pack it the way we'd like to receive it. That's our slogan.
That's a good motto.
This is just the kudos to Jim show now, isn't it?
Did you hear something, Mike? I thought I heard something.
Can't tell if it's Jeff or the voices in your head.
I heard
how great you are.
Everyone sucks but me.
What is that from?
That's good.
Family Guy.
Oh, I like that.
I wonder why I tried to get out of coming today. I said, you got Flanders. You don't need me there.
We do have Flanders. Flanders, what's going on over there?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great? You hanging in?
You know, we talked about Pizza Wednesday? Another thing I just thought of.
Sharks?
What? Yeah, there was sharks. What time period, if you go back in any time, where would you go?
I like this
what decade?
That's a good one.
Pothead Polly wanted the 60s over here.
he wanted
to run around naked with marijuana coming out
summer
of his
of
head.
Summer of love.
Ken's already been there, so.
Ken doesn't remember the 60s.
You had the best music ever. You're right. Whoa. You had, you know, all kinds of partying going on. You had great muscle cars. It's a good time.
But then that's when they smoke it.
What?
When did the coach
I think Bill
say
agrees.
That?
where would you go?
What was he referencing? I like the, I tend to think of music and, you know, that kind of when I think of back in the day eras. And I love the swing
Don't
era.
Don't say 70s because that's a little insulting.
No, swing time. What I mean.
20s, 30s?
Yeah, 20s, 30s.
The Great Depression.
Is that flappers? And,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, I like being depressed. That's what I'm going for.
No money, I mean, Kenny.
It's
no,
kind of what we're going
Red
through
lines.
Now. So.
Red lines, but hell of a music time.
No, I just love the style and the fashion and the
yeah.
music. And
yeah, I picked the 50s. I thought that was when, like, rock and roll.
Well, like Eddie Haskell?
No, when rock and roll came out.
There you go.
Let's go. Let's go swing.
Do you know, Ken was in, we have a dressing room in the pro shop, and this music was on in the store. Walk in on Ken in the dressing room, thinking we're just checking to make sure no one's in there. He's dancing to this. Full blown in his Belichick hoodie. It was a weird moment.
First of all, what are you doing walking in the dressing room with Ken?
We were just
in
doing
there?
Our normal check. Oh. We knocked on the door, no one answered, and he was in there swinging.
Flanders is the only youth
and this,
person
oh, this
here.
Music going. That's yeah, good. It's, that's good. It sounds like you're having fun. It's okay. It's you can have fun at work.
Christina,
what's
don't
wrong
listen
with
to
it?
A word this guy says.
Ken, what decade would you go back to, and it can't be one that you lived in?
I'd have to think a little longer, but I probably my first inclination would be 50s.
Yeah. Going back to the 40s.
Actually, the beginning of football would be a good time. Seeing all these throwback.
The leather heads.
Yeah, some of them are ugly, though.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to be the Broncos, but.
What is that?
It looks, I don't know what.
The Jets
happening.
Wore some that were pretty heinous, too, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, they were.
Brown and
is
yellow.
It,
or
yep. Might even be, is it a dark navy or is it brown?
I thought it was brown. But
or maybe it is brown. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think the Eagles had a dark navy.
The Eagles?
Eagles and Green Bay had ones that were pretty bad.
The Eagles. Yeah. At least the Patriots have good-looking ones. So
that's
you can,
right.
You know, have to watch them all season wearing them.
That's right.
Some people ask why we didn't wear the tri-corner hat uniform, though. The first uniform had a hat, the tri-corner hat, like the Minuteman-looking hat. We've carried that helmet before.
The very first year of our existence, Christina, we wore a tri-corner hat instead of Pat Patriot. Just one year.
Like the true patriot.
Oh,
warrior,
like the
hat.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah,
like
that.
What they wear the right. the yeah, musket men on the sidelines
right.
with
right.
them. Yes, that gunshot scares me every time.
Getting more hand
signals.
By
the way,
doing the musket.
How popular are we going to be in London with the Patriots coming over to England? You know, it doesn't.
Yeah, but
seem
we're
like
New England. We got something there. I don't know.
I don't know. It can't be that happy.
We got
us.
The right colors.
Is anybody going? No one's going, right? Anybody going here?
No.
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 No, 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 and no. Got to hold down the fort here. Question of the day. Let's get to that before we wrap things up. What are the four Patriots logos? That's what we're going to go with. Is everybody okay with that?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Current Patriot logos? Or
I don't know. Is there more to that, Jason? Judge?
You talked about
Judge
it earlier.
Jason?
The four logos that appear on merchandise that you guys sell.
Primary logos.
Okay.
Four primary logos. Okay. First caller to 508-543-7482 will have their choice of either a International Series pin that has the logo, the NE logo, and the Bucks flag logo. It says Wembley Stadium, London, England, 25 October 09.
Would you tell Mike he can't call in because he's trying to dial
that was my phone.
Oh, you want the shirt? I'm sure you could get a shirt if you really want it that bad.
He's still trying to get his jacket back.
Oh, yeah. Where is that jacket, by the way? Yeah, or you could get the pin or the shirt if you call first with the answer. The four Patriots logos we're looking for. We talked about it earlier, and we featured one today with the items that everybody brought in. So what else? And the 50 new items that you had to post, what else was in that mix? Anything else that we should know about?
A lot of apparel.
No way.
Winter hats. There's
it wasn't snow shovels and
there's another
hell you speak.
There's another knit hat that you might have seen players wearing on the sideline. It's navy. It's actually the coach's hat. I think this came up in the last show, but a couple other winter hats, some breast cancer awareness products that came in.
But on the site, if they go to new, doesn't...
Yeah, if you go to new and you can do view all, you can see them all right there.
And what's that web address again, Jim?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Thank you.
Or ProShop.Patriots.com.
Does that work?
Sure it does.
Okay.
Good stuff. All right.
We have authentic throwbacks that we haven't had before. Those are new. Brady, Moss, and Welker. Yeah, an authentic jersey in red throwback, you know, with the stitched-on number, stitched-on name, all those.
We had a guy last night buy one of those. He has, I believe, 400 authentic jerseys.
Wow.
Yep. 400.
That's quite an investment.
Wow. 400 authentic jerseys.
Yeah, he has, every NFL team, every year, every combo.
I wonder which one is his favorite. If you're out there, mister,
is he a local 400 guy,
jerseys.
I know he was used to, he lived in Chicago. He just moved out here. Hmm. And he was in last night and bought it. And
I bet he's got a refrigerator Perry one from back
so.
In the day.
That's probably
his another benefit of going in the pro
them?
Shop.
What's that?
Does he display them?
I don't know.
How could you?
I don't know. That's
a lot of jerseys. That's a huge investment.
Yeah.
Sure is.
He was decked out in Bears. Chicago Bears gear.
How many Cletus Fox robots does he have?
I don't know.
No?
I know where you can get one.
PatriotsProShop.com.
Thank you, Mike.
You know we're doing good when Ken's over here yawning. That's good. It's good. Way
I was
to go, guys.
Jeff Fisher with a Colt with a pygmy.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, we got TVs on in here. Who does that? Is that kind of just like a smack in your team's face? Or was he not even thinking?
Especially when you're in.
His quote was, "I wanted to feel like a winner."
Yeah, he said that.
That's what he said.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. We got no caller. Oh, I hear a phone ringing. Uh-oh. Someone's going to win.
Mike, put the phone down.
Oh.
Mike, you can't call.
Mike, we'll get
are you drinking coffee, too?
No.
Oh.
Went with water.
I was crashing. So I think that's a good little extra tidbit. When you go into the pro shop, Mike will have a conversation with you and get to know you.
Yes.
Find out how many jerseys you have.
We
it's
have
all
nice
about the experience, right?
And after that, you'll go into the spa treatment with Jim.
Yes. And then you could go have a little dance
we'll
lesson in
the
dressing room with Ken.
With Acrub.
Jeff, what do you got?
I'm just telling him 2 to 3 weeks. That's all I'm saying.
And then any general merchandise questions?
This could be our last show.
You're going to show up next week, right, Jim?
The A-team's going to break up.
I wasn't implying it would be our choice that it would be our last show.
One of us will get killed.
Oh, what's the crazy story you've heard from a shopper coming in? Anything?
Oh, this should be good.
In the store? Ooh.
I don't know what's craziest, but I was just thinking about it the other day. In the old store, the Foxborough Stadium store. Remember the animal?
Oh, we're in the old. This is in the old stadium, and Ken and I were in our office, which kind of overlooked the store. And Ken had his back turned to the door, and I was looking out of the door, and I see this woman come in, and not kidding, into the store is a what looked like a leopard or a mountain lion. Full-blown, on a leash.
Oh, no.
And I go, Ken, you got to see this. And we jump up, and the lady, what kind of animal was it? It was like one of those.
I forget the name now.
It was in the cat family.
It was a massive
like
cat?
That, it was like that scene in The Hangover where he walks into the bathroom and sees the tiger.
Mike Tyson's tiger.
And she had this thing, and so, you know, where we go out there kind of in awe that she was.
Was it on a leash?
Oh, it was on a leash. So we're like, oh, what is it? She goes, oh, it's a mountain whatever. And the thing starts, like, teeth going, and it's hissing
no.
at us. And Ken's got pee running down his leg. He passes out. But, no, the lady really brought it in.
And then the tiger did mouth-to-mouth, right?
And it was unbelievable. And we had to say.
I was just mocking my area, that's all.
Yeah.
So the cat, yeah,
the cat
didn't come in.
Back.
This is my territory.
Ken hissed. And then Ken ran up a tree,
God.
And I didn't see him for 2 weeks.
That can't be
allowed.
So
we have bigger
allowed.
Cats in Maine. We have bigger cats in Maine.
Oh, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, that was interesting. I don't know. We've had people ask for, we've had people ask for caskets, bras. I'm trying to think of every weird thing.
Points to me, bras. Oh, gee, okay.
Well, he pointed caskets to Jim. I don't know what that means.
Oh, geez. Aaron, are you there with us? Aaron from Virginia is on the phone.
Save us.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
That was pretty good.
Sorry, getting a little crazy in here. It's time to wrap things up. But first, we want to give you a prize. You have the answer to our question, the four logos we discussed today.
I think so. I hope so.
Oh, I hope so, too.
I got the Patriots script.
Yes.
The Flying Elvis.
Yes.
Pat Patriot.
Yes.
And the N.E.
The N.E. Nice. N.E. logo. Ding, thank ding, you. Ding, ding, ding. You have gotten it right. What would you like, a pin or the T-shirt?
I think a casket. I'll go with the casket.
The casket. He wants a casket. Can we get one of those for him?
2 to 3 weeks. We'll have it.
Two to three weeks. So in the meantime, do you want a T-shirt?
Die.
Or
don't die. I'll go with the T-shirt.
It's a good-looking T-shirt. It's cool. It's memorabilia, obviously, from a once-in-a-lifetime game the Patriots are going to go play over in London. Maybe there'll be many more in the future, but heading across the pond this week, thank you for calling, Aaron. We appreciate you listening, obviously.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, have a good one.
I
think we're going to wrap things up. Send your information, Aaron, to Jason. He'll get the T-shirt to you. I don't know if it'll be in time before the London game, but it'll definitely be an item to remember the game by. Everybody heading over there are going to watch the game. Enjoy. Wear your Patriots stuff, please. Represent.
Yeah.
Buy it online if you haven't already. And we will be back next week to wrap things up right here on Shop Talk. We'll talk to you then.